The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. Tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
So I've had an interesting week. Happy Sunday, everybody. So I've had an interesting week this week. And so, you know, I've been doing Mystic Mona professionally since 2002. So this is my 15th year in business. And over the last couple of months, I've been really trying to come up with the perfect tagline that really sort of embodies what I do. And so there I was, Wednesday morning, and I woke up with the perfect tagline. So my perfect tagline is, you guys ready? You're sitting down. Predicting your potential. I know that sounds like super simple, but that's what I've come up with, predicting your potential. So then, of course, I have something like 60 domain names that go to my website. They all point to mona.vegas. And I jumped on where I buy my domains, and I typed in www.predictingyourpotential.com, and it was available, so I snagged it. So I now have Predicting Your Potential as another domain name. But the reason I'm bringing that up is that when you have a reading with somebody, it's a picture of that moment. It's a picture of your potential, what could happen moving forward, what's likely to happen moving forward if you stay in the same energy. And I'm telling you that just like that, because you can always change your future. I mean, your future, the best way to create your future is to plan for it, right? But you can change your future. It doesn't matter what anyone tells you. Sometimes someone will tell you something specifically to piss you off, and that you getting angry or highly emotional drives you to move forward and change something in a whole different way. But anyway, so I came up with predicting your potential because it is exactly what I do. So as I'm looking at a reading for someone, and they may agree with what I'm telling them and what things are likely to happen, well, when you agree with the energy, you're likely to make it happen. if you don't agree with the energy or if you're afraid of it. Some people, I've told people, look, I see this great success here for you, and they get afraid of their own success. They actually see that it's coming. They see that all their hard work's about to pay off, but then they stop it for whatever reason, which has nothing to do with a psychic. They stop it. Whether they're afraid of it or whether they suddenly feel like they're not ready for it or whatever it is. Really, the only thing a reader is supposed to do is show you your potential. And so as I woke up with that after being a professional intuitive reader here in Vegas since 2002, I woke up with that tagline. Predicting your potential. So I just wanted to share that with you because it was like a big deal for me. So I have somebody that that I'm going to put on the air first, somebody from fabulous Las Vegas. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tracy. How are you?
Hi, Tracy. So what's your question for me today?
Let's see. I want to start off by saying I like predicting your potential. I like that a lot.
You're so
my
sweet.
My question is, there is a person that I have an attachment to romantically, I guess, and it's hard for me to accept that it's over. It really hasn't even started, and I know this sounds silly, but someone who's been trying to be with me for a while, and then now I'm interested, and something's happening. I don't know. I need answers. I need to know this cannot be it. And if it is, I don't know.
Okay. Here's the thing. The reason why he's not the one, I got to tell you, he's not the one. And I think that the fact that he has made it pretty clear and stepped back is actually helping you dodge a bullet. And I'll tell you why. Because, Tracy, you are the most amazing woman on the planet, all right? First of all, you've got to say that to yourself. I'm the most amazing woman on the planet. And if somebody doesn't recognize the fact that I am the most amazing woman on the planet, then I shouldn't try, T-R-Y. It's like, ooh, I got to do an acronym with try. I'll come up with it. But I got to do something where it's like you're putting your energy out there and why. Because I'm telling you, this guy is not the one. And you keep trying to change yourself to be what you think this guy wants you to be. And that's why he's wrong.
Okay.
In other words, you're trying to be something that you're not to attract this guy. And I'm telling you, I really want you to look at him as a catalyst. So let me ask you this question. What is it about him that made you better?
Well, this is going to be really strange. This is nothing really. I mean, he's someone that I've met in a store, and he has been trying to talk to me for 4 months, and I've always kept him at arm's distance. And just recently, I've acted incredibly interested, and I don't know if that scared him off. We haven't even been together, which is strange. And now it's just disappeared, and I feel like if it was strictly about one thing, he would have taken this opportunity after trying for 4 months. Why is this person gone? So I don't know. I'm just curious. Is he okay? Is this it? This is just so bizarre. So
okay. So you're saying that he's no longer at the store?
Well, I didn't go to the store. We met at the store that he works at, and he's been contacting me for 4 months straight. Diligently,
okay.
All the time trying to see me, and I always said no. Now I'm ready, and for whatever reason, I can't even get a response out of him. So it's just weird, and that's why I don't know.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you. Can I tell you a story?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you a story. Okay. The cards are saying that this is a guy that is more into the chase and the flirting part of this than an actual real relationship. All right. Now, I'm going to start with that, but I want to tell you a different story. There was a gal that was a client of mine that she actually worked in a grocery store, and there would be this sales guy that would come in, kind of a merchandiser that would come into the store, and they would flirt with each other. I mean, and it was like, it was funny, and they were laughing, and it's, you know. And then she started looking forward to his visits all the time. And so sometimes she would make, when she made lunch for herself, she'd make extra and have it ready to give to him when he showed up at the store. Hey, did you have lunch? I, you know, made some extra beef stroganoff, and I saved you some. And so she started doing all these extra things for this guy. Well, turns out he's not available. He's married. He's not really, he was only flirting with her in a sort of, he thought it was sort of how to be a good businessman way. But she was taking it very seriously, like he was really interested in her. Okay? Mm-hmm. So what I want to tell you about this guy is I get the same vibe about this guy. Is that he went from, you know, being very engaged and flirty, and then when you actually were interested, he took a big step back going, oh, you know, psych, denied, only kidding, all right?
Well,
and so...
No, oh, I'm sorry, I don't mean to talk.
No, I'm just, what I'm trying to tell you here is that you got to look at this as kind of, it is a little weird, but it's also a little funny. So all you
well,
do
I,
is...
I haven't been ready for love or anything or a relationship, and now I feel ready. So I'm just, I guess, I don't know. My question is this it? Am I ever going to hear from him again? That's it? It's just he's
okay,
gone
but see,
for
here's
good?
The thing. Tracy,
well,
darling, you've created... Sweetie, I can barely hear you. I don't know what's going on with your phone all of a sudden. But but I want to tell you that what I'm getting in your cards is that by you being the most you that you can be, the most authentic you, that's how you attract this guy, a man to you. But according to what I'm seeing in your cards, I don't see this guy reaching back out to you. So if you were asking me a yes or no question, is this guy going to reach out to you? The answer to the question is no. And it's not that you've done anything wrong. This guy's just sort of a perpetual flirt. And I really do think that you dodged a bullet here, girlfriend. I really do.
Really? So it's a good thing. It's not, I shouldn't beat myself up.
Oh, my God, it's not about you, honey. This guy is just wired kind of weird. So that's all I want to tell you is that it's not you, it's him. It really is him, okay? And the only blessing that I would give this guy, the only way I would look at this guy in a positive way is that he opened your heart for the idea that you're actually ready to love again. And that's the biggest blessing he provided you, is now you're actually willing to look around and see what men are actually trying to catch your eye. So you're actually willing now to be open to the idea of love. You know, one of the best stories I ever heard was this gal. She fell madly in love with a guy that was he was a roadie for a band, and this guy was so into doing this, and it wasn't even a big popular band, but the guy was a roadie, and he skinny, like this skinny guy with long hair, kind of like a mullet. I mean, seriously, the guy was no prize, because she showed me a picture of him. Like, well, I'm not seeing it. Okay, but I didn't say that because, you know, you don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, right? But I'm not seeing it. I'm going, Well, so she talked about how hot and heavy he was. They went out on 3 dates. Well, in 3 dates, she was convinced that this guy was the one, all right? Well, then he went total radio silence on her. So we fast forward a couple of months, and she sees that he's posting crap on Facebook and he's with this other chick, and she's just crushed. How could he forget about me? So blah, blah, blah. And I said, look, you got to look at it this way. You dodging a bullet because look, you can't trust him. Right. And she's like, well, yeah, I can't trust him. You're right. I said, so here's the thing. All you need to do is bless the fact he opened your heart. That's all. Just bless the fact he opened your heart. Okay? And you got to look at Mr., you know, retail store like that. You got to look at him that way. He opened your heart. He's a blessing. But he's not the one.
He's not the one, huh?
He's not the one. And because I think you can do better. All right, girl. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so very much.
Lovely
I
to chat with you.
This.
Okay,
you're
see you
amazing.
Later.
Have a blessed day. Thank you.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. All right, you guys. Oh, let me go to area code 845. Hello, 845. Who's this?
Hello. This is Lucy. How are you?
Oh, hi, Lucy. What's your question?
Okay. I would like to know more about my love relationship and what the cancer is about.
Okay. Well, are you asking about your love relationship because there's already somebody that you are playing
footy with?
I don't
have anybody
or...
for a long time.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
For
well,
ages.
Okay. Lucy, darling, I think we've talked about this before, is that you have this way of how you think you're supposed to attract a guy to you. And I think that we've talked before that you got to do a different way to attract a guy to you. And the way to attract a guy to you is by participating in something where you, in a group of people, men and women, are either doing or learning something. This is not a guy you're going to meet online, honey. Not at all. But what I'm seeing here is that you're ready. I mean, you're so ready for the right love relationship. It's coming up in your cards. But the way to actually meet him is by getting out of your usual comfort zone. You're not meeting him online. You're going to meet him through some sort of a group thing. So that could be a class. That could be you getting involved in a cause. Like here in Vegas, here in Nevada, we have something called Friends of Nevada Wilderness. And by the way, you pronounce Nevada, Nevada, not Nevada. That's a local thing, just letting you know. But anyway, what I'm trying to tell you here is that you have this Friends of Nevada Wilderness is a group that gets together about once a month, and it's all these people that do, you know, they do fundraisers or highway cleanup or whatever it is. They do things together, and it's men and women that are all doing a common cause. So what it's saying here is that the UPS guy is not going to deliver love to your door. You got to get outside of your door in order to meet this guy. But every time I do your reading, Lucy, I see love here for you, but I don't see that you're willing to actually put yourself in the path of it. And that's what I'm seeing in your cards right now, is that you finally decide, okay, crap, I'm going to go put myself in the path of love. I'll give you a really great way for you to meet a bunch of guys. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Because here's the thing. You are lovely, all right? You don't have to show off, you know, cleavage or thigh to meet a guy. You are lovely. Your energy is – I don't want to change a thing about you because you're perfect, okay? Just like I told Tracy, she's perfect. You're perfect exactly the way you are. There's nobody in the world like you. There will be nobody in the world like you, all right? So one of the ways I tell ladies to meet nice guys, and you're going to think it's kind of a silly thing I'm suggesting, besides taking any class at any community college, whether it's social media or whatever, is one of the things I tell people is that they should look for the OSHA safety classes in their city. So here in Vegas, you would type in OSHA, Henderson, Nevada, and you would look at their calendar of classes. Now, anyone that is in any kind of authority either in security or safety or here in Vegas, even if you're higher up than that, has to be aware of safety requirements, okay? So usually more men than women take these classes. Okay, but these are all people that are usually all men that are usually employed. So we already got that part figured out, that we know they have a job. Okay, and you show up and you take some of the classes. It could be CPR. It could be basic first aid. It could be water safety. It could be fire safety. It could be all kinds of stuff. And the nice thing about that is usually most employers will let their employee go to these classes, because especially if they say, hey, I want to start a safety committee, all right? But I'm telling you that you got to get out of your comfort zone to meet this guy, and you're not going to meet the guy by going to a nightclub or a bar.
No, I don't go to nightclubs.
Yeah, see.
I don't go anywhere. I go to church. You went to church.
Okay, sweetheart.
I go to seminars.
Okay, I love that you're going to seminars, but I want you to get into some sort of class or where you're learning something new, where it is interactive with people. I mean, I have to tell you, one of the biggest, in my opinion, tragedies about the internet and about social media and about smartphones is that people find themselves, and I find myself doing it too, that instead of actually making a phone call to somebody, I'm looking at crap on social media. When the phone call's actually way more personal, you know? But we've gotten into this sort of peep show philosophy of how we look at our lives and how we're presenting our lives out there to people, and in some ways living vicariously through other people. But one of the things I know for sure with you, Lucy, is how big your heart is. So even if you decided on your days off from work that you would volunteer with one of the animal shelters, that would be a way of meeting people that are involved in something that you agree with. So if you're a dog person or a cat person, it's a marvelous way for you to get involved and meet other people that are working from their heart. So I love that you go to church. Yay. I'm glad you go to church. But I'd like you to get involved in other activities that your church may be offering that you're not participating in. Because you're ready. You are ready for love. And I have to tell you, I know you so well, just from the times that we've talked, that it would be just lovely if you could just pick a guy out of a lineup, and this would be the guy that would immediately like all the same things you do, that would like the same shows on Netflix you do, that like the same foods, that would like the same kind of movies, all of these things. I wish we could just walk up and pick a guy out of the lineup and make him ours. But what this is saying is the only way a guy is going to see how fabulous you are is how you interact in a learning or group environment. And it's not about so much you flirting with any guy that's in the room. It's about you learning something. And then when the man approaches you, it's like then you can say, oh, I think we could be great friends. And you take it very casually. But you're supposed to have love. And the reason I keep suggesting that you get out of your usual comfort zone is because this is saying you meet him out of your usual comfort zone coincidentally. That's exactly what I'm getting for you, girl. Okay?
Yeah. Thank
All right,
you
sweetheart.
So much.
Big
yeah.
hugs to you. Thank you for calling.
Many blessings. Thank you.
All right. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
All right, you guys. I'll be right back.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom App will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 203. Hello, 203. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Victoria.
Oh, hey, Victoria. I haven't heard from you in a while. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. So what's your question for me today?
I just wanted to ask you about my love life, and see what you're picking up with the energy currently between Jeff and I.
Well, he's coming up in your cards as being incredibly self-absorbed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also coming up here that he's okay, there's a woman next to him in the cards that's coming up reversed. So I don't know if that's you, or I don't know if it's somebody else that he was, like, playing footsies with. But what it's saying here is that he's coming up incredibly self-absorbed, that it's all about him, and that he's not really interested in anything but business right now. That's exactly how his card's coming up. So here's the thing, is the first card ahead of him is talking about him being incredibly networking with lots of other businesses or other companies in some way, and that he's being recognized for being very, very good at his job. So he's being, the motivation is going on about him actually being all in with his work. So that's how his vibe's coming up, is that he's not really paying attention to anything romantically. He's only paying attention to what's serving him. So whatever is going to serve him, whether that's a gal he can go out with for, you know, dinner or a social or even some sort of networking business thing, this is saying there is no woman that he is serious about in these cards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think there was somebody, when we kind of stopped talking in December, that there was somebody there, but I didn't know how serious it was. So,
well, what it's saying right now is that the mistake this gal made in this relationship was trying to get too serious about him too soon, and so this is saying he's turned away from her. I'm just telling you. So,
mm-hmm.
so when I tell people with relationships that sometimes they have to play the long game, I'm serious about that. When I say long game, it could be a 2 or 3 year, quote, friendship before it actually even goes to anything serious. And the thing is that most women get incredibly impatient and they go to there's a term in poker called tilt, all right? And tilt means that you're trying, you're betting, you're doing all this stuff, you're running out of money, and you finally go, oh, screw it, and you put all your money in, and you just, because you got to get away from the table, all right? So you put all mm-hmm. your chips in, and in most cases, you lose, all right? But that's what I'm talking about, is a lot of women go into tilt when a guy's not behaving the way that they want them to. So then they go into this drawing a line in the sand, and the guy looks at it like, okay, thank you for making that easy for me. Okay? And that's
mm-hmm.
what happens, is a guy will go, yeah, you know, I'm not ready. And there you go. And I'll take a big step back. But that's what I think this just happened with whoever he was playing footsies with. That she wanted to get serious, and he said, no, I'm not ready.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly where he is right now. He is not looking for a girlfriend. That's what it says. He's just not. And that's why when I talk to ladies, that when guys are not interested, I tell them, date other people. Have a good time. You know, you can date as many guys as you want as long as there's no poking going on. And what happens is that women tend to take a guy way too seriously if they sleep with him too soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just saying, that's maybe what happened here. And she goes, oh, you know, okay, well, you know, he's got a career, he's nice looking, he's smart, he's everything on my checklist, so I'm going to get serious about him. And he's like, oh, hell no, you're not. But that's his vibe right now. And what it's saying here is that even if she's still around peripherally, he's not looking at her seriously.
Mm-hmm.
All right, gal pal, I hope that helps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, I obviously I have been trying to be open to other, to meeting other men, and I did meet someone, but you know, I still feel so driven to, and hoping that this whole thing with Jeff would work out.
Okay, can I tell you a different way of looking at this? Okay, so when my husband and I got our first two cats, we got Toby and Elliot, all right? We got Elliot first, then we got Toby, okay? Toby, Elliot was a sweet cat. Elliot was like the coolest cat, but he was not, he was just a cat. I mean, he just would lay around, and the only thing that was different about Elliot was that his fangs grew all the way down to the bottom of his chin, so he looked like this saber-toothed tiger, right? Although he was all gray. Anyway, so that was Elliot. Elliot was just this sweet little loving cat, but you know, basically kind of bland on the personality. But then there was Toby. Toby was 24 pounds, and he would do something called the Toby tumble. Okay, you would walk into a room, and this cat would, a totally black cat, gorgeous cat, he would roll over on his back, and this big belly would be there, and it would balance him so he could lay perfectly on his back, okay? And he would expect you to pet his belly, and he would purr, and his claws would go in and out, and he wouldn't bite you. He just wanted you to pet his belly, okay? But we called it the Toby tumble, all right? When this cat died, my husband and I were absolutely devastated because this cat was the best cat. I mean, seriously, we were so, for a week after he was, we were just out of it because that's how much we loved this cat. This cat was just, now there's been no other cat come close to that cat until we got Tilly, which has her own Facebook page, Tilly the Hun. She has her own Facebook page. You can take a look at her. She's this fluffy black and white cat that's kind of a little bit of a bitch. But I want to tell you that love comes in so many different forms. And so now that we've had Tilly for almost 8 years, Tilly has become kind of this little love muffin, but on her own terms. You know, you can't pick her up and pet her. It pisses her off. But if you sit still, she'll come over and get right in your lap when you least expect it and purr and drool and do the whole thing, all right? But the cat's got she has just an amazing personality like Toby did. But Tilly has turned into be one of the most, what's the word? There's a word, I'll get to it. Precocious. She's the most precocious cat we've ever had. So I just want to tell you that your heart always makes room for love, but you can't compare one cat to the other. You can't compare one man to the other. So if there's a nice man around you right now that you get to spend time with, maybe the universe provided him to you so you're both a placeholder for each other. You see? It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to date lots of guys. And I got to let you go because, you know, I adore you, but I got other callers, so I got to let you go. All right, gal pal. See you later.
All right, thanks.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 913 area code. Hello, 913. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Andy. How you doing?
Oh, hi, Andy. What's your question?
Really enjoy your tagline, by the way. I think that's very apropos.
Oh, yeah. Predicting your potential. I have to tell you, I just, I woke up with it and I went, oh, that's it. So what's your question?
My question is about career. And as I'm finishing up school here, hopefully by the end of this year, I'm looking at, gosh, there are some options that would continue kind of in academia. And then there's more of the organization or semi-academic or, you know, corporate,
no,
private
I want you,
kind of option.
I want you to get a freaking job.
Yes. That's what
okay.
I've been thinking.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at your cards here, and I'm like, if you continue in the whole academia thing, It's like it's like someone that's trying to tell people how to do something, and they've I'm going to go to exactly what I mean here. Big sigh. So on Facebook all the time I see these advertisements, become a life coach, right? Become a success
right.
coach. So I'm sitting there looking at that and going, So imagine you're 38 years old and you really don't know what to do with yourself. So you decide, okay, I'm going to become a success coach for somebody else. But you've never accomplished anything. And how
right.
in the heck can you coach anybody else to success if you yourself have not accomplished anything? Right?
Exactly.
So,
yes.
So now going to your question, I want you to take the foundation of what you've learned and now go be a big swing in success corporate America with what you've learned. And then you can come back, and if you need to get more education, you can. But more people want to follow success and how people did it as opposed to the theory of success. See,
right.
that's why when I look at these ads on Facebook, and I'm the person that says I don't want to see this ad, because I don't want some schmo that never did anything in their life, maybe even never got a bachelor's degree, telling me how to make myself better.
Yes.
When they have no
yes.
level of success. I mean, there's a gal that I know that is an amazing coach. And her claim to success is that she is awesome when it comes to call centers. And she's somebody that can turn around a customer service department to making it about where the employees are actually really helping people and working from their heart. But she's got 20 years of experience doing it, and now she's a coach that specializes in leadership to bring that out in their employees. All right?
That's
so
great. Yeah.
So the answer to your question is, it's about you getting serious about your own happiness and not trapping yourself into the idea that you need a master's degree or a PhD to do what you're going to do. People will follow success. It's like if Sheldon Adelson here were to do a seminar of how he became a multi-billionaire, people would flock to that because they want to find out what he did. Do you know that Sheldon Adelson basically got through sixth grade?
That's a great story.
But I just want
yeah.
you to know that it's not the credibility of degrees behind you that get you ahead. It's what you do. See, I have a bachelor's degree in business. I don't need it to do what I'm doing.
Right. Right.
But I'm telling
right.
you, I know what I'm supposed to be doing. And I don't need to go on and get – actually, if I were to go on and get a degree, it would be a master's in psychology. That's what I would go on to get just because of what I do.
Yes.
But the thing is
right.
that – and I still might do that. I might be a 70-year-old
sure.
graduate someday. But I'm just telling you,
right.
all it's saying here is that – and by the way, there's a man here willing to hire you that is he's very, very competent at what he does. He's an incredible success. That's who you
mm-hmm.
want to go work for. So, all right, gal pal, thanks for
Excellent.
The call.
Thank you.
See you later.
You
okay,
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, I'll be right back.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 219. Hello, 219. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. This is Liz.
Oh, hi, Liz. What's your question?
Yes, it's about my relationship that I've been in for over 3 years. How does it look? Is it getting any better, or is it time to exit?
Well, so the relationship has turned into a burden, according to what I'm seeing here, and that it is not. This would be a relation that I would tune down to a friendship and not a romantic one. And this would be a relationship that I wouldn't count on to be my life partner relationship. But you already know that.
Yes.
You already know that. So if you're calling me for validation, I'm agreeing with you that you already know that this is not the right one. And the thing is what I get here with you is it's time for you to step back and really put the relationship into proper perspective, that this person was supposed to be your angel of change. This person was supposed to show you what you didn't want in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done a great job of that, haven't they?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm telling you, you know, I tell women sometimes, fish or cut bait. It's time to cut bait. Time to let it go. And the funny thing is that this person is kind of so into themselves that when you take a step back, they're probably not going to notice for a while, which says to me that it's even more important that you step back. It's not about you proving yourself here. It's about you letting go. Mm-hmm. All right, gal pal, thanks for the call.
All right.
See you later.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 402 area code. Hello, 402. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Sharon. How are you?
Hi, Sharon. I'm good. What's your question?
My question is, I'm trying to discern whether I can trust. I've had some problems here in my neighborhood, and I spoke to an officer about it yesterday, and I'm not getting a good feeling, even though he was supposedly referred by, you know, a higher up to help me. I don't really feel like that's what he's going to do.
Okay, so you're talking about the officer that was referred to you is supposed to help you feel more safe where
right.
you live?
Right.
This officer is spread very thin. Apparently, this particular person's been assigned to do this for a number of different places, not just yours. And so what I would recommend is I would recommend putting a camera up around your living space and actually put a sign on your door saying, smile, you are being videotaped.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. Because the thing is that I actually think that the best thing for you to do is plan to move. And you can't do it right now, but it's saying that the plan is in the next 6 to 8 months or connected between June and August of this year is it's time for you to move. That you may not be able to make the environment better just by putting up a video camera and saying, smile, you're being videotaped. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Because here's the thing. This guy's not an evil guy. He's just spread really thin. And it would be like trying to tell a kindergarten teacher that has, say, 10 very high-maintenance kids in her classroom, that her
right.
responsibility is to calm all 10 kids down.
Right. I used to do
it's
that,
like,
yeah.
Okay, so you get what yeah. I'm talking about. It's like herding
sure.
cats here. You can't herd cats, although
yeah.
there's a great video about that on the Internet that just cracks me up about people herding cats. But I'm just telling you, this is not an evil person. He's just spread really
uh-huh.
thin. So when you got the vibe that he might not be able to help you, you were right. But
well, I wasn't
that...
sure if his intention was, you know, I mean, to be honest, I almost wasn't even sure if it was really him or if it was somebody pretending to be, to be honest. I know
okay,
that sounds
so,
weird, but
so
I've had a lot of
that. So here's the thing. There's a reason why I am not a huge proponent of like online dating or anything that has to
right.
do too much with your security in the Internet. It's because
right.
exactly of that. All right. So if you're getting a squirrely feeling, you need to step
mm-hmm.
up and take care of what's going to be important to you. And that would be you get some sort of a camera and you actually put a little note on your door that's, you know, a little notice. Have it printed up. Smile. You're on camera.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened? And the thing is that anyone that is smart is going to go to the door that doesn't have that sign. If they have bad
yeah.
intentions, okay. So it's saying that you got to look at this like a blessing in the sense that the only person that's going to take care of you is you, and that's how I would look at it. All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thanks.
Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 917 area code. Hello, 917. Who's this? Hello, 917. Are you there?
Yes, hi. How are you?
Fine. What's your first name?
Tina. Happy Sunday.
Hi, Tina. What's your question?
I'm going to ask about my relationship with my boyfriend, Rob.
Okay, sweetheart. Speak way
yes.
slower. That all came out in one big rush. So, and now
okay,
ask
sorry.
Me your question.
Okay, I'm sorry. I would like to know about my boyfriend, Rob, please.
Okay, so something's going on with your phone. So I don't know if you have your chin right next to the speaker of your phone, but I think you're asking about your relationship.
Yes, with my boyfriend, Rob.
Oh, your boyfriend, Rob. Okay. Okay, so
thank
here's
you.
Rob. What it's saying here is that there's something about this guy that you're incredibly drawn to. And what I'm getting here is that you keep bringing harmony to his chaos. You keep calming him down. In other words, you're doing all this great stuff for him, but what's he doing for you?
Mm.
I mean,
okay.
Here's the thing, is that I'm looking at this like it's almost as if you're not looking at him as a real partner. You're looking at him as an identity. And I'm looking at these cards going, you're doing an awful lot of compromising to get his attention. You're available to him when it's convenient for him, but I don't see that he's doing a lot back for you. I see that this is incredibly one-sided, which is weird. So tell me what happened in the last week that's got you upset, because I'm seeing this, I'm getting that the reason you're upset is that you're doing all this for him and he's not coming back and even doing part of the amount of energy you're doing for him back to you. That's what I'm getting. But I'm also getting an argument that happened in the last week. So what happened?
Well, we didn't argue. He travels a lot. I just would like to see him more. But, yeah, that's
just
picking up.
And see, what I'm getting is that this is suiting him just fine. That the way this relationship is suiting him just fine.
Okay.
And I'm actually looking at this like, you know what? I would date other men. Now, as long as you're not sleeping with any other guy, they're just friends. As long as there's
yeah.
no poking going on, they're just friends. So I want you to date other guys and have lots of guy friends. Because What I'm getting with this guy is that this is incredibly convenient for him, but it's not so much convenient for you. And I see you being loyal to someone that may not actually be totally loyal to you.
Oh, are you talking about the women?
Well, what I'm getting is that there's an interest in other women. He may not be poking other women, but I'm just seeing what I keep getting here is that you make it so easy for him to be with you when it's convenient for him, but I don't see that he does the same thing for you.
Mm.
You see?
Okay.
So here's the thing. I don't get that he's evil. I just get a guy that's keeping his options open. And I want you to be a gal that keeps her options open. That the thing is that I don't know that you guys have had the is this relationship exclusive conversation.
Okay.
I don't think you guys have had that chat. So maybe that's the little tension that I'm picking up here between the two of you, is that you're so willing to be loyal to him and call him your boyfriend, when I'm not sure that you have the same identity when he's talking to other people.
Hmm.
And in other words, I wonder if he's referring to you as his girlfriend.
Oh.
I just wonder. Because I'm looking at these cards going, you know, here you're all in, and I'm not seeing that he's all in.
Hmm.
So what I would do is say, this is how I would do it. This is a really great way to test what I'm telling you. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the next time you talk to him, say, you know, hey, you know, I'm still going out with lots of people. You know, I'm not sleeping with anybody else, but I'm still going out with lots of people. I hope you are too.
Mm.
And then he's going to tell you, oh, well, yeah, you know, I'm still, you know, I still go out with other people too. And then you're going to know. And then you're going to back off on the sex with him. You're not going to make it about him blowing into town for a booty call. As a matter of fact,
no, I don't have sex with him.
Oh, you don't? Good girl.
No.
Good girl.
No, I don't. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you still need to say, you know, I'm really glad that our relationship is the way it is because, you know, I'm still seeing other people. I just wanted you to know that.
Hmm. Now, there's a person near her named Haley. Do you see where his intentions are? She's supposed to work with him for business.
Okay, sweetheart, you got it. Darling, I love you. I'm sending you a big hug, but you got to learn to talk slower.
Sorry.
Not just with me. I think from now on, you need to start talking way slower with people because otherwise people are going to think that you're impatient.
Okay.
All right, so ask me that question again.
There's a person around him named Healy. She was working with him for business. Do you see that it's just business, or what are their intentions there?
Well, see, again, I keep getting this tension that you have toward him that you're not willing to talk about because you don't want to piss him off. And I'm telling you it's time to have the dialogue that says, hey, you know, I'm dating other people here, so I'm really glad that our relationship's not sexual.
Okay.
You need to have that conversation because that's going to be the quickest way to open up exactly what you want to find out from him. All right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate and thought-provoking. The Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps. Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.